It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. Here's Sarah with the Wiki Corner. What are we learning about today?
I was going to say, that is not how you normally say it.
I was trying to mix it up.
I wasn't expecting that.
You always say that I'm stuck in a rut. I don't do it, so I'm trying to mix things up. Just throw it to you differently.
Okay. Anyway, all right.
Here's Sarah with the Wiki Corner.
Okay, so we are continuing our theme week.
Oh, good.
On aliens.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about Mork.
From Ork.
Mork from Ork, yes.
Okay.
So Mork first appeared in the Happy Days season 5 episode called My Favorite Orkin, which aired in February of 1978 and was a take on the 1960s sitcom My Favorite Martian.
Martian, right.
Yeah. The show wanted to feature a spaceman in order to capitalize on the popularity of the recently released Star Wars film.
Okay.
For inspiration, the Happy Days producers looked back to an episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show called I May Look Like a Walnut, which featured Danny Thomas as an alien.
Okay. Or if you say so.
So the character of Mork was played by the then unknown Robin Williams, who impressed producer Gary Marshall with his quirky comedic ability as soon as they met. Dom DeLuise and Roger Reese were both offered the role but passed. Richard Lewis was also considered. But when Williams was asked to take a seat at the audition, he sat in the chair upside down, and Marshall cast him on the spot. Riley commenting that Williams was the only alien who auditioned.
Yeah, cute.
Yes.
That's very nice.
So the series was Robin Williams' first major acting role.
Okay.
The cast was so astounded on set at his effortlessly improvising the whole Mork persona on the spot. So encouraged in the face of such talent, the cast and crew invited everyone around the studio to see Williams perform, with a typical description of him being, he's a genius.
He's a genius.
And he kind of was.
Anyone,
right?
Yeah, sure.
This included the series writers, who came on set to take notes of his gags, and the word of mouth of this new performer's outstanding talent drew TV network executives to see it for themselves.
Wow.
The executives were so impressed at Williams' performance.
How impressed were they?
That a contract for him to star in his own series, Mork and Mindy, was prepared and signed just 4 days later.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Gary Marshall first suggested Melissa and Marlo as names for the female lead, but Mindy just has a much better ring to it.
It goes,
I think,
well.
Mork and Mindy ran for 4 seasons on ABC from September 14th of 1978 to May of 1982. During the height of the show's popularity, there were rumors and even articles that said the role of Mork was largely unscripted, that the writers would just leave massive blank spots in the scripts that said, Robin does his thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it true, though?
No.
No.
His ad-libs were actually scripted by a large team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mork's red jumpsuit was a recycled costume from Star Trek, the original series.
Was it really?
The outfit, which clearly featured the distinctive silver ribbing on the collar and sleeves, was worn by Colonel Green in one of the final episodes in that series.
Oh,
Mork and Mindy is set in Boulder, Colorado, in the then present day late 1970s and early 80s, which opposed to the Happy Days setting of Milwaukee in the late 50s.
Right.
Boulder was chosen just on a whim.
Threw a dart to the map.
Gary Marshall had a niece attending school in Boulder, and it was the first place that came to mind when they were writing up a description of the show's plot.
Boulder.
Mork and Mindy's residence was a real house in Boulder. In fact, it's still there, and it's still a pretty popular tourist destination.
Is it really?
So you can still see it there in Boulder, yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So Mork's greeting was
Nanu Nanu.
Yep, along with a hand gesture similar to Mr. Spock's Vulcan salute from Star Trek combined with a handshake. Mm. And that became a popular catchphrase at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, very popular. Though it was canceled after 4 seasons, Mork and Mindy did carry on in animated form for a short time. Along with a trio of other sitcom favorites, Mork and Mindy were the stars of an hour-long cartoon on ABC called Mork and Mindy / Laverne and Shirley / Fonz Hour.
Wow.
That ran for only 1 season. Yeah.
Really? I could have told you that when you just when you were telling me the title of the show. This is not gonna last.
Right. But the show is now available to stream on Pluto TV. It is also on Amazon Prime.
You mean Mork and Mindy, not the Mork slash.
No.
You know,
I mean,
else.
I'm sure you could find that somewhere if you really cared.
Really? You think if you'd like?
That's probably on YouTube or something, right? Or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably somewhere. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Mork and Mindy, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song to the show.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027 and the theme song to Mork and Mindy. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Mork from Mork and Mindy as part of our theme week on aliens.
We sure were.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Mork and Mindy was inspired by Star Wars and The Dick Van Dyke Show.
The series was Robin Williams' first major acting role.
And Mork and Mindy's house is still a popular tourist destination in Boulder, Colorado.
I think you mean the tourist
destination.
If
you're ever in Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado.
Go find Mork and Mindy's house.
Yeah. You mentioned that Mork and Mindy became a cartoon series after that. And I've noticed a theme because Alf did the same.
Yeah. It's like once the show ends, they're like, I know, we'll just animate it.
We'll animate it. And there were other shows. I feel like there was a show you talked about just the other week. They did the same thing. I know they did it with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
Mr. T had his cartoon series after the A-Team. It just became the thing.
Yeah, yes.
And now nobody has cartoons anymore. Do cartoons even exist?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of The Simpsons, there's no Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, not, I don't think so. Not anymore, but.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Kids today, they don't know Bugs. Did you watch Bugs Bunny when you were little?
Speaking of cartoons, yeah.
And Elmer Fudd and all
those.
There
was Saturday morning cartoons.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
All right. Very sad. All right. But you mentioned Mork and Mindy is available to watch on a number of sources.
Right. So it's free on Pluto TV and it's also on Amazon Prime.
Sure. Yeah. If folks want to learn more about Mork and Mindy, where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Really enjoying your alien theme week. And one more to go tomorrow.
That's right.
Before 10. All right, thank you. Traffic and weather on the way. Evil Woman from ELO coming up. We'll do England Jan and John Ford Coley and a lot more. You want to weigh in on Mork for Mork? You can text us in studio here at 222-4000. Love to hear from you. Also, you can get your requests in for the legendary Drive at 5.